So we're here on North Earl Street. It's about 3 o'clock, just beside the spike now. Street scene crew are out in the streets getting petitions signed. Magazines are being sold. The lads are letting the public know that the homeless are continuing this revolt to try to sort this problem. So I'm here with Tommy. Tommy, can you just tell us a little bit of background about what's going on with this situation, where it's going and where you hope it's going to go?
Well, I hope it's going to get the homeless people houses and get them off the streets. Like, there's enough deaths on our streets as it is already, you know. And the free phone is a joke, really, because when you ring it up, you're left for hours waiting, and then half the times the night bus doesn't even come, and you're left out in the rain and the cold, people kicking you and spitting at you as if you're not a human being. Like, so let's hope that the emergency motion gets accepted next month and we go on and we fight it in other places, like not just Dublin. Put an end to homeless and poverty in Ireland. Like,
and can you tell us a little bit about, like, when young people are coming up from wherever they're coming from, maybe from the country, wherever they're coming up to Dublin, they might know the scene up here, what's going on, how to plug into it, how to get advice, how to get help. You know, what can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, like, there's a few services there, like, but a lot of them now aren't much good because you can never get through to the free phone. But like, I come from the country myself, and when I first came up here, I just landed in O'Connell, Bush Harris. I didn't know anyone or nobody. Like, I just had to learn for myself the ways and asking people on the streets to help me, like, to get different organisations and hostels and whatever. But the hostel scene isn't good enough, you know. You need a proper place. Like, it's no good putting people with no alcohol or no drug addiction into squats where there's drugs being used, like hostels.
Because they'll slip into drug use themselves.
They're going to slip into drug use, you know. I'm not running down anyone that has a drug problem. Like, it's just, you know, to someone that's innocent coming up from the country, they might think that's the way of life, but it's not, like, you know.
And what sort of response do you get from the public on the streets of Dublin?
Well, some response is good, you know. I thank the public that has given us help, you know, and the media that have given us help, but some of it's not so good either. We have to listen to abuse and why haven't you got jobs and why are you on the streets, it's your own fault and whatever. But it's not like, some people just are on the streets from breakdowns from their family and whatever else, you know. It's not all got to do with alcohol or drugs, you know.
So, like, there's a good few people who are on the streets that don't go near alcohol or drugs. So.
Yeah, there is. There's a good lot of people. So whatever, they had fallouts with their parents. Some of them might be gay and they fell out with their parents. And they're left on the streets too, which is not right. Like, you know, everyone should be equal and everyone deserves a roof over their heads, you know.
And can you talk a bit about the kind of community of homeless that forms in the city? Like, is it crews of people that form and they start looking out for each other and they support each other?
Well, like, that's the way I believe in, you know what I mean? I wouldn't stand outside here campaigning if I couldn't open my arm to someone else on the street, you know? And I hope I can give my service to someone someday, like, I got service. You know, I hope I can pass on to some young fella and help them, you know?
And could you just explain, like, for the people who are just listening to this on the radio, like, what exactly is happening here in the street with the petition and the papers and the radio going in the background?
Well, we're trying to get people aware of the homeless situation and the recent 4 deaths that happened 4 weeks ago in the space of 48 hours, and the government didn't even make an inquiry about it. Just getting people aware. I think now we've nearly 10,000 signatures, so that has to tell you that the people of Ireland are going to wake up to the homeless situation.
And that's 10,000 signatures for, is that for the emergency?
That's for the emergency motion, yeah. Well, what made me laugh, we got invited in the last day. Some of us got tickets by Sinn Féin, some of us got passes, just to watch emergency motion happen. We never seen it.
In the council chambers?
Yeah, in the council chambers. We never seen it happening in our lives. And when we landed up at the door, we were stopped by security. It took different MPs and whatever to come down and get us in. And then they find talking about a 19 miles an hour more important than people dying on the streets, so they didn't accept the emergency motion.
So how is this going to move on? How is it going to grow? What needs to be done, and how can the public support it?
Well, just don't, when you see people out on the streets, don't just walk them by and think that they're human beings that belong to someone, you know. Everyone is someone's kid or someone's father, you know. And just to, you know, like, be aware of the homeless situation, you know. And realise when we're selling the magazine here, it's only €1. And we're not out tapping. It's like a day's work to us, you know. It gives us confidence. It's homeless people that are going to beat this. Like, none of us had education in universities or any of these degrees, but yet we're getting to top people, you know. And that's what's good.
And this magazine, like, this is put together from the homeless community. It's gone out to the world. It's talking about the real issues that do affect the homeless and what can be done about it. Yeah,
it's told me by the homeless, you know. 100%. Like, it's not like the big issue. I don't run it down. I wish we could help the people that sell the big issue, because it's only making someone wealthier, you know. It's not actually going to the homeless. Like, and John Lacken and your man and different various heads have helped us, you know, and gave us a chance. You know, I only met John about 3 weeks ago, and straight away he said, here's some magazines, go out and earn yourself a few pounds, you know. And it gives you confidence, it gives you a bit of a boost, because you're not thinking about the pub or drugs, you're thinking about going out and work. We're not just campaigning for those 5 or 6 that are involved in the street scene. We're campaigning for everyone that's on the streets and homeless, or even people in flats that can't afford their electricity bill or can't afford their gas bill. We want to try and make affordable housing so they can have a place, you know. It's not just about homeless people, it's about young people that are struggling.
And what would you feel about, like, as over the last few years, like, the government, so much more money has come in, like, the Celtic Tiger has come the last 10 years. We're supposedly a far, far richer nation than we were, yet we still have the homeless problems, and they're even worse than they were.
Yeah, that's true. Well, basically, when they're going around spending €3 million on a spire that makes no difference, and €150 million on computers for a medical place, then they go and dump the computers. That would have put an end to homeless situation in the whole of Ireland. It's just they're not having the hearts to see. They're in their warm houses. But I think we're getting to them now, you know. We are getting to them, and because we're not a political organisation, but we need political help by everyone, by every party, because they're the ones that have the voice at the end of the day. But we won't be stopped. Like, we're going to keep going.
Exactly, that's the attitude. But this isn't just something that's happening in Ireland. Like, what you have done here, it's starting to get the rest of the world thinking, and they're looking at what's going on in Ireland, and they're trying to, I suppose, copy the model and try to take on those governments around the world.
That's let's hope it gets like that, and people speak up, like, because there's other countries, like, such as Africa and wherever, they're poor, but the country's not actually poor. The government are rich, if you look at it, because they have the gold and they have everything. They're just not giving it to the people. So it's the same as the homeless. I'm not racist. I think everyone should be welcome to this country and given the chance. But we need to come back to the reality and help our own first, then open our arms to helping other countries.
Okay, so what goes on from the rest of today now?
Well, we're going to stay here and get more signatures, and then hopefully we'll have enough signatures, come back out tomorrow. We'll be here till 6 o'clock anyways. Every day we're here till 6 o'clock. Homeless people standing here telling the government we're not going to have no more deaths on the streets. A 17-year-old girl was pulled out of the back of a horse stable just to get heat, and she was dead, you know. It's not right. Like, it's about time the government woke up and seen that human beings on the street are dying. Their winters are getting colder. So when I ask the public not to walk us by, the petition is the more important thing. If you can buy the magazine, that's good also. But it doesn't matter about that. Your signature will tell us that the Irish people are sick of the way the government are treating the homeless people on the streets. Because it could happen to anyone.
Exactly. Okay, well, we wish you the best luck, and hope more people can just give whatever support that they can give, and to really make the government try to do something to put an end to this. Because the money's there, it's just the will isn't, and it's as simple as that. And I think you're just pointing out to the government something they've always known, that that's exactly it, that they're just not on for doing it. So by making this noise, by causing this fuss, you're getting the rest of the public finding that out. And once more and more people find out about it and how scandalous it is, I think it's just a matter of a little bit of a push and something will have to be done. So it's, I think you are winning and you will win.
Yeah, I think that's so too. I believe in 100% that this, it's going to be a slow process. We're going to have to stand out here in the rain and whatever it takes, but we won't be moved. Together we'll be there, alone we won't. We won't be bent. The homeless people, it's the year 2005, and what's shocking me is the homeless people have a voice now, and we're not going to move till we get something, and we're not being violent about it. Anyone that comes to the counter, we're very polite, and we'll get somewhere, you know, hopefully.
But you've already got a huge amount so far, so it's just more and more on top of that.
Oh, more and more. The more signatures, the better, you know. As I say, it's not about the magazine. It's a help. It helps us turn a few pounds extra to get a bit of grub and whatever and a few clothes. But we need the signatures. That's what counts.
Okay, well, listen, Tommy, best of luck.
Thank you very much.